Gwen Moore easily won election to the House in 2004, making her the first African-American from Wisconsin to serve in Congress. The night of her victory, supporters chanted her name.
My brothers and sisters.
But shortly after taking office, Moore found herself surrounded by another group, Milwaukee news reporters wanting to know about her son's arrest in a politically motivated tire slashing case.
Did you ground your kid?
Jobs for our community.
I've got a great...
Moore's son eventually pleaded no contest to the charge. Later, Moore herself was arrested for civil disobedience during a protest related to Darfur. But Moore says she's also made headway on bread and butter issues. She says despite being a Democrat in a Republican-dominated House, she's brought home cash for her congressional district.
As it relates to providing monies through our university system for new technologies, to bring 300-400 jobs through major companies in the city.
But it's an issue that Moore has criticized in recent years that her opponent says prompted him to run. Republican Perfecto Rivera says Moore unwisely opposes an unlimited expansion of taxpayer-funded school vouchers.
I'm not anti-public schools. I'm a product of the public schools. But it was a different time. I remember the area of discipline that we've lost sight of, the area of bringing sense of values, you know, be it Christian or other religious values, into the school that we can openly talk about.
Representative Moore says she's demanded more accountability in Milwaukee's voucher program, but she says a more relevant federal education issue is underfunding of Republican initiatives like the No Child Left Behind law. Rivera and Moore also have other disagreements. Rivera used to work for Governor Tommy Thompson in Wisconsin and is now a banker. He says federal taxes have to be kept under control, even for the very wealthy.
It's some of the very same people that we want to continue to tax that provide great incentives, both by providing jobs and also other resources. You look at someone like Bill Gates, the kind of millions and billions of dollars that he gives.
Whereas Gwen Moore says she's more worried about raising the federal minimum wage.
There have been studies which have shown that raising the minimum wage does not make companies leave town.
Moore also wants changes in the Medicare drug program to let the government push for lower prices, and she wants to reverse what she calls cuts in Medicaid. Rivera, a Latino, says he's a new kind of Republican who wants to change the party from within and smooth some of its edges. But some people analyzing the Milwaukee House race say Rivera's very candidacy is a sign of GOP political strategy. Moore claims Republicans want to keep her occupied with her own campaign and not busy encouraging African Americans and progressives in Milwaukee to vote for statewide Democrats like Jim Doyle and Kathleen Falk. Moore says any such strategy will backfire. She contends blacks and progressives will come out to support her and in turn boost turnout for the governor and attorney general contests. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.